Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Once again, your song of the day, Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel from 1986. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Winwood.
No, not Winwood, Peter Gabriel. Peter-
Steve Winwood's brother.
Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel. Give me another Peter Gabriel song.
Salisbury Hill.
Okay, that's a good one.
Is that Roman Slap Gabriel, the quarterbacks for the Rams? Is that his brother?
No. Unequivocally, no. Say again.
It was like a Slap the Monkey song, something like that.
Shock the Monkey.
Slap the
Monkey. Shock the
Monkey. Okay. Yeah. All right.
What? That was the song. Shock the Monkey. I was one word wrong on it. Shock the Monkey.
Ain't the one word, like the key word. The key word.
I knew there's a monkey
sometimes
involved.
There's one word that's wrong. The key, like, there's a keyness to the word.
I knew there's a monkey involved. Shock the Monkey.
Oh, yeah, there's a monkey involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got for Peter Gabriel's songs, three of them.
Okay, that's fine. I may turn that one.
So you turn the radio?
I may.
Flip the station on Sledgehammer.
Yeah. I go 5-1-6-7 5-1-6-7
Sledgehammer.
Saw Bill singing over there.
I did. I was singing at that. If I was walking in, it was walk up music, I'd directly walk out and I would change it every time. It's a 2-2-4.
But you were singing the song.
Yeah, I know the
Bill.
Words. It's a horrible song. There's nothing interesting about it. I would walk out.
But you walk
immediately
out.
Walk out. If I was meeting my friends at Duffy's, I'd be like, okay, I gotta go. All of a sudden I'd be in Iguanas within a second. Yeah, I'd be down at the rail.
So Bill sings a song. He was very into it and he gives it a 2-2.
It's a terrible song.
Try.
Yeah. Sip feels the same way.
He gave it a five.
Yeah, but he even said he would change it. I don't know how a changeable song gets a five.
That's the point. It's fair. It's fair.
I'm frankly disappointed over
I hardly ever go into the fives, though. You know.
It was.
You've been in the ones before and the twos. I remember the new country.
No chance. Josh is a. I'll give Josh a six.
Okay, Josh is ill right now.
Yeah, he's not feeling great.
Yeah, 6-5.
I'm going to go 5-1. 4-3 from Josh.
Low scores
today on Sledgehammer.
You thought it was a good one.
I did.
I did like that song.
That's probably what shocks me the most. Jake's like, I got one.
Stay in the 70s.
Yeah.
I have played a lot of 70s recently. A lot.
I can imagine getting in the car and being like, hey, pop in Sledgehammer quick. I want to listen to that.
I don't think so.
You guys want to play Sledgehammer game before we go out and play Alabama?
Get the team fired up. Sledgehammer, yeah. Some ratings before we get to Bill's thrills.
Is Bird with us?
Notorious B.I.B. 675. Guilt Nerd 6.97.
Not bad.
Dino says 7.45. Good score so far.
No.
Now, Sanderson says, oh my gosh, I hate this guy and this stupid song. 1.1. Who in Columbus?
Bird!
That's a 7.3 from Bird in Columbus.
Bird likes it.
Bird likes it.
It's a high score from Bird. Yeah. He's critical typically on Song of the Day. Sandmaster from KC 5.2. Jennifer 8. Hubby 7.5 from Novotny Nutrition and Wellness. Pretty good score there.
Shocked.
Give him some support.
Cheeseburger 7.2. Ryan in California 1.1. So that's helping lower the score here. We got also the Texas Casanova says 1.
Nice.
So we're bringing it down a little bit here.
Bring it down a little bit.
Overall,
anything for beef taco?
I don't. Yeah, beef tacos. If you're out there, we miss you on the text
line.
Yeah,
we do. Please, we haven't had.
It makes us
maybe
smile.
He's out of the country.
Where are you at, beef taco? Ron, 9.5.
Whoa. A 9.5.
6.8
for
from
Sledgehammer.
Zach. For Sledgehammer. Peter Gabriel. So.
Yeah. You tried.
There's been a lot worse songs than that exist. I played them before. You give them bad scores. Before we get to Bill Strohs, quickly, illegal ID.
Oh, Bill Strohs.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
It is time, for without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, Bill's Thrills, as always, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for your free consultation to help plan your financial future. Bill, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
On a Monday.
Appreciate the cash cows helping us.
Cash cows.
We talked about that a lot this weekend with some friends of mine, just what... how lucky we are to have those people in our lives to give us money for free and then have a cash-free app. And that helps.
Amazing. I need to befriend these people.
That helps a lot.
Yes.
All right, Steve, lock in.
I am locked in. Oh, God, we do got some sheet over here. We got some sheet.
No law, not good. No law, not good. The demise of the NCAA, lawlessness equals lawlessness. Right there. The latest NCAA thing you read about was pausing the NIL and all NIL investigations wake of the Tennessee case. So right now, all the case that the NCAA was looking into on NIL violations, on how things were handled, who drove something to that, it's all stopped. They have said, I believe it's, if I'm correct, it's Charlie Baker, right?
Is yes,
that's right. Charlie Baker.
President. NCAA.
He has stopped all investigations. Charlie Baker has also... said that he has zero interest on how many times someone transfers. It will not be looked at in this case. And here's why. Here's the problem with everything going on is the NCAA has zero chance to survive. It's done.
Wow.
They have lawyers right now taking limos to their place right now lined up. There are jets flying in just to file lawsuits against them, and they can't win any of them because it's not even up for debate because it's got swatted in the Supreme Court.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And so they have no chance anymore. And so
it's a serious research right here.
And so I said the way they're lined up to be able to get this done. So, but when you have no law, that's not good. That's not a good thing for everyone.
Lawlessness?
Which
not good.
No, it's not good. It's what gets you back to where if you don't get everyone pulling in the same direction, if you don't get a commissioner, if you don't get all of football back on the same page, right now there is no investigation that they would win. They really would, unless it's just something just so graphic where they show someone just stopping by a high school and giving someone, you know, $100,000 in cash.
Even that, probably. Now,
but right now they have probably nothing okay. to say. The NCAA will not survive. They have no chance of surviving.
Too many lawsuits,
and they can't win them. And so now their stance is no. There's no lawsuits. That's why he came out and said, he goes, I'm not fighting this. We're not going to get into another legal battle for all this time. They lost, I think it was somewhere in the, I don't know, I think maybe somewhere close to $100 million, I believe, in the major case that went to the Supreme Court. And so when all that stuff got swatted, they no longer have anything. I can't imagine going to work there today and be like, hey, what are we doing?
Yeah, they have more lawsuits against them than Trump does.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's incredible. But college football or college sports, it's going to be a demise. If you don't get everyone, if there has to be some form of law, then right now there is nothing.
This sounds very gloom and doom.
Well, the product will still be good, but as everyone knows, you said lawlessness is not good. There has to be something. What did Jake play right before my Bill Shrills?
Sledgehammer.
No, he played a legal ID.
Oh, legal ID.
Why'd you do that? Because there's some sort of
I played Sledgehammer too.
That was horrible too. But there has to have order like that. But if it doesn't get down to a commissioner,
right.
It doesn't get down to some form of a salary cap, doesn't get down to some form. Like right now, it's 4 years of free agency.
Bill.
They have nothing you can stand on for someone transferring.
College.
There's nothing you can stand on for. It's a scary situation.
College sports is rudderless. That's what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Right rudderless. Now it is. There's no one. Because before the NCAA had, they never had the power of subpoena. So they couldn't go after somebody and subpoena somebody for information, which always said, hey, they're really struggling with that. Now they don't have anything.
Is your first step to order a commissioner? Is that the first step?
The first step is a meeting between the Power Four that says we have to have someone guide us, and they must guide us all together. Because when it comes down to the NIL parts of this, it's still not sustainable. Where it's just, hey, every year we just have to have everybody to keep ponying up money to make this happen. But if you do revenue sharing with the billions of dollars, the revenue sharing goes to the players. Now it's not as much on the NIL.
Right.
And so that's what would happen in collective bargaining.
You need contracts at this point.
It would be a contract situation. Mm-hmm. And if you just do your research, you have to have leadership. Could you imagine right now if the Dallas Cowboys operated on their own? They're worth what, like $8, $10 billion?
Yes.
Compared to other NFL. I mean, so they would be winning everything. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys would win everything.
But there's
order. Could you imagine if they could have unlimited money? Because they, what if Jerry Jones could just say, I'm going to spend an extra $1 billion on players?
And there's no contract. So
there's
contract. You could just go pluck
whoever.
You
just go like that.
Okay, Justin Herbert, you're coming over.
Yeah.
Here.
Who's the two best defensive tackles in the country?
Right.
We'll pay you.
We'll pay you.
That's college football.
That's great.
And,
that's great.
And
Jake, we railed against this.
We did.
And people railed against us. Yeah,
we did rail on it.
Bill, before you were here, we used to rail on this, and boy, we got hammered. Mm. We said this is what's going to happen, and now it's happened.
There was no evidence of rules being in place. It screened Wild Wild West the whole time, and it still is Wild Wild West.
Who's your commissioner? Is it Saban?
It's your only chance.
Is your commissioner Saban?
Absolutely. And he'd be able to put together a board. But at some point in time, you have to get everyone. So right now, all that's acting into, like right now, the Big Ten and the SEC have combined together to talk for ideas. They didn't even ask the ACC and Big 12 to join in.
That's not. No.
They didn't. They said,
no.
You two conferences just sit over here. We have all the power, which they do.
They do. So that's where I got to ask you. Okay, we say Saban, and I like the idea of Saban, but would Saban just have the interest of the SEC and maybe the Big
no,
Ten?
No, I don't think anymore. I think that's the part that's been discussed about him. He wasn't an idiot. He goes, "Hey, I'm not going to get out of line on the SEC. I'm in the SEC, and I need things help for Alabama. Now I can be the voice of college football."
Would he be, would he
No, he would be, I believe. I 100% believe.
Okay.
I think he's the one person that could sit there with Greg Sankey and say, I get it. I know what you're saying. But for the good of football, we need to do something different.
Can we just do it that way? No, I don't believe we can. But that'd be wonderful.
That's
because for the good of the college game.
I want you to think about what kind of money there would be if you went to talk to CBS, ESPN, all the conglomerates, but you were college football, but you weren't the Big 12.
Right.
You were college football. And say, let's talk some billions here. Yeah. And then how big would it be? There's billions of dollars left on the table because of how things are bargained. And so that's how it works. And then I mentioned before how I have a complete disagreement on how scheduling should be. And because everyone should schedule the same, but there's no one that runs the scheduling. Mm-hmm. The SEC has, they do one thing. They say, listen, we're only going to play 8 games, but one of your other games has to be against a Power Five.
So that brings something.
The first order of business would be,
that would be one.
Everyone plays 9 games.
Right.
I mean, for me, it should be everyone plays 9 games. Everyone plays 1 Power Five team. And then 2, whatever you want to do with it. Could be an FCS.
That'd be your first order of business.
But is to get scheduled. And even if that's not the model, whatever. Just have it so it's like, hey. You don't have all of a sudden the Jets, they don't play Wake Forest in a game.
Right.
It's all in the NFL.
Right.
And guess what? Everyone has the same salary cap, the same structure to be able to do that.
See, now, that's what we're heading towards, maybe.
But there
it's
needs
complicated because then you got to make the student athletes employees, which opens up a whole
There's a lot of complications to it, but you have to, if you can't just say right now, we're done. There's no law. Right now, the NCAA has zero. When they walk in your door, NCAA is here. It's like, all right.
Okay.
Who cares? Whatever. If once you guys just work in the cafeteria, we'll get back to you.
The FBI would get my attention.
The FBI would get the attention. When they came into Michigan, they get your attention right away. The FBI's
perked
here.
Up a little bit there.
Where's the NCAA at? I don't know. I think they're at the Holiday Inn Express.
They're eating breakfast right now.
They're eating breakfast. They're not a big deal.
Not even working right now.
So to not have some form, eventually, organization has to happen, but no one wants to do it, especially if you're in the Big Ten and the SEC. We're like going, hang on a second here. We are winning. Why would we want to all of a sudden bring the Big 12 and the ACC up to us on the same level? But if you don't, eventually it's going to haunt you.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's like, just stay as we are. We'll be fine.
The one thing, Bill, that's interesting about the NCAA, and I heard Joel Klatt say this, they still have the dance. They still have the NCAA tournament. Yeah.
Which is the
one thing they still have.
And the
have.
Conspiracy theory obviously was why to move it to 96 was to triple their income because they need income. They need money. They do still have that.
Need some revenue here.
That's the part that they still have. That they do own.
They still manage that.
That is a good addition, a wonderful addition to Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Top of the hour next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.